So I find it that the gospel today is probably one of the hardest teachings to accept from Jesus and to follow, because I think it's easy to do things like love people, love your family, your neighbors, go be a good person, don't commit a sin, help the poor, help the needy. Because when you do these kind of things, how does that make you feel? It makes you feel good, right? I mean, okay, I made a difference in life, right? Somebody was poor, somebody was homeless, hungry, and I gave him food, all right? I gave a hug to my wife, or I was good, a good person, all right? Makes me feel good, right? But what Jesus says today, by turning and offering the other cheek when someone, you know, does something wrong, someone strikes you, praying for those who persecute you, loving your enemies, when you do these things, does that make you feel good? I mean, when I hear these things, it kind of makes me cringe, you know? I don't think it'll make me feel good. It seems unrealistic. In fact, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy, right? Because, I mean, what would make us feel good is to see that justice is served, right? Like, if you hurt me, I think you deserve to be hurt too, or punished, you know? If you persecute me, somehow persecuting you back or watching you be punished, will that make you feel better? You know, we think, but does it really make you feel better, right? I think of when I was in sixth grade, I don't look like a bully, but I was a bully. Okay, and I don't even know what the reason was. Seriously, I don't even know what maybe this guy, he looked at me funny, or maybe he stole my pencil. I don't know. I don't even know what the reason was, but I was really mad at this one guy. I don't remember what it was, but I remember it being really mad. So after school, I gathered all my friends, and we kind of like huddled up around the guy, and we kind of like pushed him around and bullied him, you know? Did that make me feel better? No, because I got in trouble, right? No. Or how about these people, on a more serious note, how about these people who are truly hurt, right? Maybe they have a family member who died of a tragic accident, or maybe their son was murdered by a criminal, right? And they demand that the criminal, get punished, maybe even the death penalty, right? And you hear things like, well, I know that my son can rest in peace in heaven if this criminal is put to death. I know that this world will be a better place if this criminal is put to death. Okay, but does that make you happy? You know, I don't think so. But let me tell you what will make you happy, all right, is to follow what Jesus is saying in the gospel today, even though it doesn't seem like it. Turn the other cheek, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. And it looks a lot like this. Looks a lot like this. True story. A friend of mine, he's like a mentor to me. He was just named a bishop last year. And I wouldn't worst that on my worst enemy either, to somebody who's made a bishop. You know, it's tough. He's been having a very tough time trying to be accepted by his priest, right? And in fact, one of the priests, one of the church pastors, he just straight up wrote in the bulletin, you know, and you could even go online. It's right there. It's in the bulletin, you know. I am not supportive of this new bishop. He's flat out wrote it in the bulletin. Pastor's message. I am not supportive of this bishop, right? And at one of the masses, he gave the announcements to the people and said, well, folks, guess what? The bishop is coming to our church next week to visit. I mean, I don't really care for the guy, but I guess he's coming. Not necessarily a big fan, but he's coming. And in fact, I don't even really plan on being there, you know. But if you want to come, be my guest. Yeah, exactly. And well, lo and behold, the pastor really couldn't make it because he was taken to the emergency room, okay? I mean, okay, it's not like the bishop beat him up or nothing like that, okay? He's a good guy. He's my friend, okay? All right? But he really couldn't make it because he was taken to the emergency room because he had some liver or kidney failure or something like this, okay? And the bishop, fully aware of how much the pastor hates him, right, decided to pay him a visit at the hospital, right? And later on, when he recovered, the pastor went off again, you know, about how he, I don't like this guy, you know, until someone tapped him on the shoulder and whispered to him, Father, do you not know that it was the bishop who offered the blood transfusion for you to get better? Do you not know that? You know? I guess the blood matched between the two of them, and when the bishop paid him a visit at the hospital, he decided to give his own blood for the blood transfusion. Right? Well, that kind of shut him up, didn't it? Right? That kind of shut him up because afterwards, I mean, even if he's mad, he's boiling over the bishop's blood. Right? I was so moved when I heard that because now the bishop has transformed an enemy into a friend for life. Right? Dr. Martin Luther King says, love is the only force. Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. Okay? And this is exactly what the bishop did. This is exactly what Jesus does to his enemies by shedding his blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, poured out for us sinners who reject him, forgiveness of sins. You see, turning the other cheek, praying for those who persecute you, loving your enemies is not just the right thing to do, but it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to be a witness of the person of Jesus Christ. You know, what better moment to be a witness of Jesus' love to someone when someone does something wrong to you, right, and expect you to retaliate, but you respond with love, right? Like that pastor who hated the bishop, right? It got him thinking. The bishop's actions, it got him thinking, and it converted him. Jesus' unconditional love for us, it gets us thinking, and it should convert us as well, right? So, for your homework this week, okay, raise your hand if you do not have any enemies. Really, you have no enemies? Really? Do you want me to be your enemy? Will that help you do your homework? Really? And you guys, well, you're too little, okay. Really? You have no enemies. Raise your hand if you have no enemies in your life. Oh, wonderful. Okay. I'm pretty sure deep inside you got some enemies. You know, maybe it's somebody at your school. Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it's your neighbor. Maybe it's your husband. Maybe it's your wife. I don't know. Okay. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe someone you just don't get along with. Somebody who kind of always, like, you know, gets on your nerves. Somebody who has hurt you in the past, did something wrong to you. Somebody who has talked behind your back. Or maybe it's just somebody who you just can't stand being in the same room. All right? But think about these people. Think about these people. And just pick one. Right? And live out what Jesus says in the gospel today. Turn the other cheek. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, right? Pray for this person. And what can I do to show that I truly love this person, right? Now, it doesn't have to be all dramatic, you know, well, I'm going to offer my blood to you. You don't have to do a blood transfusion, nothing like that, okay? But in the simple, subtle little things, loving words, a simple act of kindness, a change of heart, okay? But how can I be an opportunity? How can it be a witness of Jesus Christ to this person? To be the source of conversion, right? Knowing that love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend.